Zondervan presents Mending the Soul, Understanding and Healing Abuse by Stephen R. Tracy. Read by Eric Turner. Part 1. The Nature of Abuse. Chapter 1. A Wake-Up Call Regarding the Extent and Power of Abuse. Mary sobbed uncontrollably on the bathroom floor. Her mother stroked her hair and held her until she could finally speak. Mary's first day of high school had been a parent's worst nightmare. She had gotten into a fight with a classmate, had threatened the principal, and was on the verge of being expelled from school. Mary's parents, missionaries with a Christian organization in the inner city of San Francisco, were beside themselves. Ever since she entered adolescence, Mary had grown increasingly rebellious and withdrawn. The precocious little girl who wore fairy dresses and drew pictures of puppies now wore black and drew pictures of corpses. Mary attempted suicide twice in junior high. In fits of rage, she would curse her parents for not aborting her before she was born. Her parents sought help from counselors, their youth pastor, and even the family doctor, but nothing seemed to help. It felt as though they were in a losing battle with an invisible demon that was consuming their daughter's very soul. Finally, Mary began to speak to her mother in barely audible whispers. She told about a boy at school who had threatened her friend. As her mother began to question the depth of her rage at the boy, the long invisible dragon began to take shape. Her cruel classmate had triggered dark memories she had spent years trying to escape.